Chair, we're back.
All right, thank you, committee. It has been 15 minutes. We are going to come out of recess. Madam Chair, we do have a quorum. Just want that notated if you don't mind. And after some discussion in looking at what the changes would require, it's not a simple amendment to change the word victim to survivor in this particular legislation. So there will be another committee substitute that will be coming. Be checking your emails, and we are scheduled to have another committee meeting on Thursday at 3:15 p.m. And so that's where we're at, committee, at this point in time. Any questions or comments? Second speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to postpone ONCA 2447, committee substitute dated April 9th, time step 1:06 p.m. To the call of the chair.
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Hearing none. The committee substitute for ONCA 2447 is postponed to the call of the chair. I appreciate the cooperation and the work from the committee. Now we will go on, and second speaker Shaw, thank you so much for being malleable. Number eight, we're going to move down to that. ONCA 2451, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Office of the Attorney General for professional fees and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Shaw is the sponsor. Mame, you have the floor.
Chair, thank you so much. If you recall, committee in session, what is today? I've lost it. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. In session yesterday, we did have an update from the Attorney General regarding our continued effort to move forward with our reservation case. In that discussion, we asked if there was a need for the rest of this fiscal year to appropriate some additional funds to that fight. And we were told yes, that would be needed. This piece of legislation will appropriate $250,000 to the Attorney General's office to professional fees.
Thank you, Second Speaker Shaw. Committee, members of anyone listening have anything they would like to add? Mr. Patterson, do you need to add anything that you feel like? You don't have to, if you don't mean, it's up to you. No? Unless it's going to fail. So you need to plead your case. Is that what you're saying? Yes, Congressman and Vice Chair Maker.
Since we're here talking about it, my question is just very simple. We know we need this. Of course, is there going to be maybe additional in the future also? Is there going to be any additional later on? Just so we can know what we're facing here, so we can be looking into the future.
Mr. Patterson?
No, I don't see any more anticipated needs this fiscal year for this. As I discussed to the committee of the whole, this has put me in a deficit situation. This will put me back in the positive and allow a small amount to replenish my reserves that was depleted from another matter.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. So, I mean, I know some of the people listening in and on Mixler and everything are probably wondering, how's this going to get out of committee so fast? It's a 200, you know, it's a quarter of $1 million ask, and we sometimes scrutinize $13,000 ask. But this, and what I have to say at this particular point is that we know that this fight that we're fighting, that our Attorney General office takes forward for us in any court that has to do with anything as far as our jurisdiction goes, and for our sovereignty. It's really an unknown on the dollar amount of what it's going to take for us to overcome Irby at this point. And I'm in support of it. We all have conversations, I know, at different times, side conversations, sometimes together, about the fact that we know we're in for the long battle. We haven't even gotten to the federal level yet concerning that. We don't know when that's going to happen. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that we can't really put a dollar amount on it. And I want I want the AG's office to and our folks to know that we are taking it seriously, and we can be petty about all kinds of other little appropriations, but this is one of the most important appropriations that we can do for the future, all of our futures. Congressman King.
Yeah, I just want to add, obviously, I support this bill. And every time there's an Indian tribe victory in a court of law, the victory is years in the making, from legal man hours, research, as Clint could tell you. So obviously this is a must appropriate because, I mean, it speaks to our land. It speaks to who we are. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman King. Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you, and I'll be quick. I just wanted to say that this is one of those appropriations that I agree with, too. I'm glad that you guys asked if they needed any more, but this is the office that's going to handle our sovereign issues for us. They're the nucleus of it, so I most certainly will be supporting this. So, thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rebard. Any movement? Congresswoman, second speaker.
Thank you, and I just want to say that I am proud that this committee is willing to support these efforts. I know that as a Congress we do, so I would like to make a motion to report ONCA 2451 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
A motion with a second for ONCA 2451 with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries and ONCA 2451 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. We are now at adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of adjournment, please say yes.
Yes.
Motion carries and we are adjourned. Thank you, committee, so very much for all your work. Mr. Patterson, thank you.
Thank you.
And Ms. Riley.
Yeah.